Part 17, Chapter 7. True it was that the stockpiles of breathe gas and ammunition had been stripped to the last cartridge. The grass and shrub had been crushed dead for years. A quarter of an acre had been the extent of the breathe gas dump, half an acre the extent of the fuel and ammunition dump, and it was all very gone. Angus opened the lock of the compound's main door, and the reserve troops from the attack carrier went sprinting in, covering each other. The place was very empty. It had four levels of offices, shops, and hangars. Pumps were running, lights were all on, and it was a jumble of hasty departure. Johnny stood in the corridor outside the recreation area. What a dismal, dank place. Mold was growing on things. Water was dripping down the walls, only kept cleared out by the pumps. What an awful place to try to live, even for a cyclo. He thumbed through sheaves of radio dispatch forms that had been spouting out of a printer. Even the paper was wet in this hot, humid place. They had been monitoring all bands, particularly the pilot band. It was odd to see, "Andy, can you pick up that load of pilgrims in Calcutta?" And, "Please bring me another flying suit and some fuel, McAllister." The Scott pilots largely talked cyclo with a jumble of English. It must have looked quite mad to the company employees, huddled here in this remote jungle, not knowing what was really going on, but monitoring every scrap of it. A Russian raced up to him holding a cyclo breathe mask he must have found someplace. It still had the bottle attached and was operating. Johnny sniffed it, and it burnt his nose passages. Let's see. It took about 12 hours for one of the flasks to run out. This was still half full? Quarter full? He shook it to see how much of the breathe gas in liquefied form was still there. The cyclos had left within the last 8 or 9 hours. He hobbled along the corridor, sweat streaming off him. The pumps were running air into the place, but it didn't make it any cooler. The usual cyclo stink. No, worse, for it was mixed up with mold. Bubbles of sound floating in from various parts of the interior levels where his people were still searching. There was a mine phone off its buttons, and he listened at it. Still alive. He could even hear the mine pumps running at the distant tungsten workings.